Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And a big hello to our listeners on Radio Andrew, Podunk, and now TBFM. This is Nightmare Boys holding out. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nightmare Boys. And the reason I've said they're called Nightmare Boys is because Boys is B-O-Y-Z-Z-Z. Or in the US, which is where they're from themselves, down there in Alabama, Z-Z-Z. What is Nightmare Boys? Bandcamp page.
Nightmareboys.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed, but it's N-I-G-H-T-M-A-R-E-B-O-Y-Z-Z-Z or Z-Z-Z dot bandcamp.com. Poorly being internet one. Sorry, poorly being internet nil. Tony won. I got all excited then, Tony.
You did, didn't you?
I've got some sad news. Sad news, Tony.
Okay.
Nightmare Boys are now deads.
Oh.
They're not around anymore. They only lasted till 2014, around for 4 years. You can find out all about that on their Facebook page, and also there's a link from the Bandcamp page to find out about the short but happy life of Nightmare Boys. But when I found out they'd ceased to exist, I thought we ought to play something from their last album by way of saying thanks for the good time. Because let's face it, we did that with Sweatmaster, didn't we? Do you remember
we did.
The finished band
yes.
We did? After they split up, we did a Sweatmaster special. So hello to Nightmare Boys. I hope you're having fun, whatever you're doing now. Sound fair enough?
It does. It sounds fine.
So we're on this new online internet station.
Yes, we are, aren't we?
Yes, yeah. Which is called TBFM, and I'm quite proud to be on it, Tone, because we've done well. Because it means the three online stations we're on at the moment are one of the biggest US online punk stations, Podunk, the biggest English language alternative music station in Scandinavia, Radio Andra, and now arguably the biggest online independent music station, etc., in the UK, TBFM. So that's a threefer, isn't it?
It's quite nice. And we just lost the station as well, so we're back up to three.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
We
yes,
don't
yes.
talk about stations we've lost, do we? Talk about stations we gain. You're a glass half empty kind of character. We've never been dropped from a station in our lives because we're so brilliant. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right.
That's correct, you doghouse swine. Which is interesting, because that's the next band we're playing this week. So in this section, we like to read out your jokes and poems. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. I'm afraid we did get a couple this week, but they were so terrible, I can't bring myself to read them out. Do better, listeners. We'll do one next week. Anyway, next track this week is a band indeed called Doghouse Swine. Another band from the States, Tony, but we're going east side this time with a band from New Jersey, Doghouse Swine. And about to play one of their tracks before we do. What is Doghouse Swine's website?
Doghousewine.com.
It is indeed. No, it is indeed. It's Tony T, probably being Internet Nil. What I like about the website, doghousewine.com, is it can be misread as doghouse's wine.
Mmm.
That's right. Would you drink wine from the doghouse, Tony?
Nope.
You would, you pee drinker. This is Out of Time. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. If such a terrible job on the talking.
Yes.
Yes. That was indeed some hardcore punk from New Jersey. It's time for us to go through any Facebook comments we might have. Before we do that, Tony, I just have to say, yes, you can rewrite history. Punky Radio is Stalinist. Please keep that in your head from now on. All right. Alright.
Star.
Alright. So it's time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
And I love that tune. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio like the page, leave us a comment, maybe even do one of those fancy follows that Facebook lets you do. Who knows? But do get in touch, let us know what you did like, what you didn't like, any favourite songs from the week, anything really, get in touch. That's what, you know, it's all about, Facebook and stuff. We've got a few instruments last week's show. So we had one from Kelly Chance, or Chance, T-S-E-H-A-N-Z. I'm saying Chance. I just caught up with a show from a couple of weeks ago where you guys played The Drunk Nuns. Now that's the kind of punk I like. Well, there you go. Thank you very
much,
Kelly.
That's the kind of, Tony, yeah, that's the kind of nun I like.
Exactly.
And if you are a fan of mid-80s goth rock, perhaps you say, that's right, Paul. Flesh for Lulu, Blue Sister Swing, Seven Hail Marys. Know what I'm saying? But if you do.
Very nice. You did respond saying, it's the kind of church service I like to be on to as well.
Oh, do you like that? Yeah. I've got a short memory.
Posuidos has been in touch. We played them last week.
Brilliant.
They're saying, it was great to hear Posuidos at your show, Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn. Thank you very much. And you're right. Belo Horizonte is in the south. It's the same city as Sepultura and Sarcophago. And now let me check out the other bands now. I have at least 8 to hear more.
Yeah, indeed. Well, he's got at least 8 this week, Tony. Funny you should say that, seeing as we are expanding, I can exclusively reveal, from this show onwards to 9 songs.
9 songs?
I know. We've been doing 8 songs for the last few years. We've gone to 9.
No, we've always been on 9 songs. We rewrite in history. Always
right,
9 songs.
No, don't get clever.
Fatboy's been in touch.
Hello, Fatboy.
Just to, you know, because he does like his golf. He is saying, what? No golf? Kapoo.
Yeah. He did. He criticised my choice of bean purchase earlier this week, and I said, it's all right, mate. They're golf beans.
What beans were they?
They were Branston beans, which I'm perfectly happy with. I know that as far as brands go, you can't really get beyond Heinz, but Branston, man, fine.
Nothing wrong with Branston beans.
Fine.
No, they're fine.
And you can get 3 tins for £1 in B&M bargains. Can't knock it.
Exactly. That's it for Facebook this week, then.
In that case, let's hear that lovely little tune again.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And thanks very much to Paul B2's missus for providing us with such a lovely little jingle.
It's lovely.
Hey, we're going to play 2 songs in a row now, mate.
Oh, it's all new.
That's how we're doing this brand new fangled format of the show. 2 songs in a row coming up early. Stay tuned for Centurion Sect and a very peculiar song called Roadkill. Before that, band called Missiles of October, who've got a new album out roundabout right now. They are out of Belgium and feature at least one member of Missiles of October is also in the band Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses. Excuse me while I cough. Now the beautiful thing about this is that the track we're about to play is the kind of track I can imagine you shouting to yourself while you're stuck on the Antwerp Ring Road, Tony.
Oh, I hate the Antwerp Ring Road.
I know, but these guys are from Belgium. Maybe this is inspired. Maybe the Antwerp Ring Road has inspired this song.
Okay.
Who knows? What do I know is, Tony, what is Missiles of October's Bandcamp page?
Missilesofoctober.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being Internet Neil. Become an asshole.
Everywhere you are, living for all of your.
Santacist.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a rather curious band from Kent called Centurion Sect, who I do like a lot, and a track called Roadkill. Played a couple of songs by Centurion Sect before, and a link to their latest album was sent through by none other than the world-famous Fenella Fudge, former BBC newsreader, and fan of this show and contributor to this show. You may recognise her dulcet tones occasionally through the show, Tone, who knows?
You do, definitely.
Yeah, you do indeed. And thanks very much to FF for this, the Foo Fighter of newsreading. She shall now be called... The Newsy Foos, the Floozy Newsy Foos, as you've now been called. Did you do anything last week? Oh, sorry. What's Centurion Sect's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Centurion Sect?
No, ReverbNation.com/Centurion Sect 4, and that's the numeric 4. Probably been the internet 1, Tony 3. We will be playing more from that album in future weeks as well, because I am loving it like that. Did you do anything last week?
Let's see. No.
You're a joy.
Thank you. What do you
do? You're a joy. Oh, I didn't do much. I went to Oslo.
Okay.
I don't like laughing in Oslo this weekend. Yeah, I was doing my shows at our new venue, Skule, which I've been pronouncing Skule, and no one's been understanding it. And someone said to me, where? I went Skule. And she went, oh, Skule. I went, that's what I was saying, wasn't it? It was like, but anyway, Skule. At Skule. The literal translation is The Shed. That's right. After over 20 years of doing stand-up comedy, I now go to Norway once a month to perform in a shed. But anyway, it's a great venue in Grunland, which I have learned to say just about properly. And both the acts did really well. Case Murthwaite, Martin Davis, absolutely excellent. We all had a great time. I only made one big mistake this time. Every time I go to Norway, Tony, I try and conserve the money I spend, because it's such an expensive country. And this time round, I was doing really well. The beer was flowing, but it's being bought for me. After the show, get sat down, and beers are flowing. I don't know whether I was chatting up or being chatted up by a rather lovely Chinese lady.
Okay.
And suddenly I went, I'll tell you what, I'll buy everyone shots.
Ah.
Next thing I knew, I'd ordered 8 Fisk, which is basically a medicinal spirit.
Okay.
Say same as Fisherman's Friend. I bought about £7 a shot. Ooh. I suddenly spent about £56 on a round of drinks. Couldn't believe it. It's about £700 for a round of drinks. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't remember it that night. I couldn't believe it when I found out the next day what I'd done, when I saw Henrik, the guy who runs the bar. And after I'd bought all of these shots, apparently I bought 8, but then ended up drinking 4 of them myself, right? Kate, one of the acts I wanted to go to Rock In the last time she went to Rock In Oslo, which is a brilliant, exactly what it is, rock and metal bar in the centre of Oslo. She said, do you think I'll get into Rock In? And Henrik said, yeah, but he won't, and pointed at me. I was wobbling all over these streets. Anyway, had a brilliant time. Thanks to everyone that came down. Next show's there on March 27, 28. We will have information about them in future weeks. Got home fine. I survived. It was all right. Now, a new feature, Tony, but one we have done before, sort of.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. In that, we have, every once in a while, played a track that we've called From the Vaults, where I've just picked up a track from the olden days. This is our 10th year as Punky Radio now, of course. Mm. A track from the past that we played that I just love the track and want an excuse to play it again. And I've picked out for this week, but this is going to happen every week in Half Past Show, I'm going to pick out one from the past, which means that you, the listeners, if you have any suggestions of tracks from the past that you'd like to hear again on the show, you can either go to the Facebook page or email me, whatever, just or go to the Twitter page that we frankly don't check often enough. What's the Twitter page, Tony?
Twitter.com/PunkyRadio.
Yeah, like everything else, you just type Punky Radio and you're going to find us. If you haven't already followed us on that, I don't blame you. We haven't done a lot about it. But you can start requesting tracks from the past for the new From the Vaults feature. I'm calling it FTV, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. So the new feature, FTV. It hasn't got a theme tune yet, but I'm sure we'll think of something at some point. Anyway, we're going back to 2006/7 this week, Tony, with a band from Japan, garage punk from Japan, a band called The Roots, who I believe is still going. This was an album of theirs that came out on Motor Sounds record. They were subsequently, I think their next album came out on Dirty Water, from memory, but I lost that album when my laptop died.
Right, okay.
Now, I can't decide whether laptops die on me because of the huge amount of great Punky Radio music they have on them, or because of all that porn. Anyway, it died and I lost a load of albums. So anyway, this one was a physical CD that I've got. I've still got it. We're going to play the title track off the album, which is actually the name of the... So the it's not eponymous, but the title track, the album's called Left My Mind. So's the tune. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Roots Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRootsJP?
Good idea. No. Facebook.com/pages/the-roots. And that's R-O-U-T-E-S. You could call it routes if you're in the States. Learn to speak English. /14681617947. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't said default URL, have they?
Certain default URL. They've probably left my mind. You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'd love to see that band live, you know, at the Roots. I reckon they'd be really, really good live. And reports I've read back are that they are indeed. That, should they be in the UK again, I will be watching out for any London dates they might have. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yep. Two gigs this week, two separate venues. First up, 12 Bar Club, which, in case no one knows, has moved from Denmark Street to Holloway Road now in the old Fibbers Bar. I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday this week. Nothing's on Sunday.
Is it now getting into the kind of realms of where we think it would have been at the old place?
It's getting very similar again now, yeah. They tend to always have Sundays off, and then they often do Thursday gigs instead. So this Thursday, the 5th, Pat Critty with Craig Camburn, Cosmic Strip, and the Frayed Laces. Oh, and Ant Barnes. It's a crazy Thursday night. I have no idea about that.
Wow.
How much do you think that would be?
£6.
£5.
£6. Oh.
This Friday, the 6th, The Men That Will Not Be Blamed For Nothing. Cauldronated, She Makes War, and Pretty Ugly presents. I think that's Pretty Ugly. TMTWNBBFN presents.
Yeah, that is going to sell out very, very quickly. The Men That Won't Be Blamed For Nothing actually featured the lead singer, is my mate, stand-up comic called Andrew O'Neill, and they're brilliant, and we played a track of theirs, you may remember, called Isambard Kingdom Brunel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He makes some pieces, he made them well. Isambard Kingdom Brunel! They're absolutely brilliant live, and they've got a big following in North London, and normally when they do a gig in North London, it gets very, very busy very, very quickly. So if you are planning to go to this show, get down there early. However, as to how much it is to get in, I'm still going to go £6.
It's completely free.
Fantastic.
Mm.
Fantastic. Yeah. So even better, just get down there. I wish I could go to that. There's reasons why I can't, which I'll explain later on the show, but that is going to be a truly magnificent night. They are brilliant live.
I think they do some kind of recording there, so they just want it packed. So yeah, just do go.
Even better.
Yeah. And on Saturday night, Cartel, No Rest, Out of Luck, Renounced, Deadweight and Curb Stomp. It's a Ruction Records night.
You said that like it was.
Yeah.
I think we can safely say that that's going to be a real gentle, pipe smoking, bring your own sandwiches sort of gig.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, bring a little chair and some slippers.
But hey, as for the cost,
How much do you think?
£6?
It is £6.
Finally, £5.06.
Yeah.
That's 80 doors down from the Beast.
It is.
They won't know of his existence. Same side of the road.
Yeah.
The only way they'd have done it is if he was walking one of his Satan's hounds past the door and might have left a little bit of a devilish white dog shit. I don't know. Anyway, we haven't heard from the devil in a while, but now we've mentioned him again, maybe he'll be back in touch. Who knows?
Maybe.
Dark Lord, if you're listening, get in touch.
Yeah, if anyone's got any questions for the devil, don't forget to get in touch.
I'm not talking about Trevor. Yeah, I'm not talking about Trevor.
No.
Dark Lord. Right, so you got another gig for us?
I do. And it's another one from Hi Graham.
Hi Graham.
It's another one of these free rock and roll nights. This Thursday, the 5th, at Sound Food and Drink, Duke Street, Liverpool.
Sound Food and Drink. Start saying it right, Tony. Or say it like a pirate, if not.
No. The Amped Up, organ-fueled 60s garage rock of the Shuckups is back. Plus, Billy Ray's and his new band and the Stomping Blues of Creaky Bones. It's free, as I mentioned. It's on Duke Street, Sound Food and Drink. You can check out more details, facebook.com/freerockandroll. So do check it out.
And if you produced your own moonshine and were prepared to hitchhike around the set, you could do two nights in a row for nothing.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, because you go to Liverpool on Thursday and London on Friday. You might have to sneak it in and hit flask, but I'm sure you'd get away with it. Or just bump drinks off a few people. Hey, Punky Radio's trying to save a bit of money here, Tony.
Well, you know, it's credit crunch and all that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
So that's it, is it?
That's it for Gig Guide, yes.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Shall we hear from the Kenneths?
Please.
Shall we talk about them afterwards?
Go on, then.
Never good friends.
Help me out, I've fallen in love. Again, help me out, I've fallen in love. Again, you say we would be better off just as friends. Help me out, I've fallen in love. Again. Here I go, convincing myself I can't stumble hard. I know you're the wrong person, impossible girl. I'm only myself to blame. Help me out, I'm falling in love. And can you say you only like me as a friend? But I'm convinced I'm gonna get you in the end. Oh, you say you only like me as a friend. So excuse my persistence if I keep on trying. Cause we were never good friends. 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 Yeah, we were never good. Your heart breaks, I'm here to pick you up. You know I hate your new boyfriend so much. Hold out my arm, you write your name in lipstick. You lead me on, I'm shaking from head to head. You say you only like me as a friend, but I'm convinced I'm gonna get you in the end. You say you only like me as a friend. So excuse my persistence if I keep on trying. Cause we were never good friends. 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 Yeah, we were never good.
That's real and true. I got a baby, she's mine, oh my. Sweet little baby, sit the fire. She don't love guys like a lot of guys do. Real kind of love, that's real and true. She's mad. sweet little baby, she's the fire. You don't love guys like a lot of guys do. The real kind of love that's real and true.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You may well have discovered that I have in fact messed up there. We should have talked about the Kennis before we played them, because I forgot that as part of the new format featuring 9 songs, we were then going to do 2 songs in a row, which we've just done. So let's talk about King Salami and the Cumberland 3 that we just heard with their track I Got a Baby from their latest album, Cooking Up a Party. I think we'll be doing another one very soon. What is King Salami and the Cumberland 3's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ King Salami and the Cumberland 3.
It is, and the numeric is, it's the numeric 3. So that is Tony and the Internet 4, Paulie B2, is that right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because you got the room, Centurion, second one. So that's 4-2, but I've got to ask you about the Kenneth, Tony. What do you think the Kenneth's website is?
TheKenneth.com?
I've got no idea, mate. I've been looking all around the Internet for the Kenneth. It's like trying to find Wally.
Oh.
Right, there's loads of little bits about them on other pages and websites, but I can't find a single thing just for the Kenneth. So I might be being stupid. All that I know is that they're a punk band from London, but that track we played, Never Good Friends, isn't that punk. It's kind of, well, it is kind of sort of new wavy pub rock punk, I suppose. The stuff we played from them before is a lot more punk than that, but I like that one. It breaks up the show a bit and it's all that. So sorry about that, the Kenneths, but I can't find out any information about you. So Tony, by default, you get the point.
Oh, excellent.
So it's Tony 5, Paulie being Internet 2, bad Kenneth, naughty Kenneth in your bed, Kenneth's in your kennel, etc. Anyway, I'll try and find out more about it. Maybe you can let us know, the Kenneths, what's going on and why you don't have an internet presence, unless you're some kind of anarcho crazy people that only play songs through cups and string.
Right.
I don't know how these things work. Anyway, King Salami and the Cumberland 3, absolutely brilliant. One of the best bands I've ever seen live. They can brighten up any night. And hello to the drummer, Eric Baconstrip, personal friend of mine.
Excellent. Oh, yeah.
And he looks a bit like my mate Steve, who I'll be seeing tonight. That's another story. Right. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. We may go to the cinema to watch Mr. Turner. I think that might be on the cards. Apart from that, it's mainly test pot-tastic in this house at the minute, as we try and locate the greatest hue for our walls. That's about it.
You at least made picking paint sound interesting. Well done.
Thank you.
That is possibly the most flowery and poetic you've ever been, my friend. Excellent work.
That's it for this week, I think. I've maxed myself out. What are you up to?
Fortunately, I'm busy. Thursday night, I've got my gig, my comedy gig in Bulldog, which features Jeremy O'Donnell and Duncan Oakley, two absolutely brilliant comics. Jeremy was recently out with me in Oslo. Duncan's a musical comic, and you know how I like those, what with me kind of being one myself. That's at the Onion Street in Bulldog on Thursday. Friday night, the three of us move down to Woodside Hall in Hitchin's to do the same show. Then on Saturday night, we go to Lecture Arts Centre when we do it all over again. And you can find out more about the shows via lastminutecomedy.com, which, of course, has been in some way thanks to you, Tony.
Thank you very much.
But now I do take over it myself, sort of.
You do.
And I'm even worse at the updates than you used to be, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the information is on there for this weekend shows. They'll always be great. They're all 10 quid to get in, 8 quid to members, and they're all a good laugh. Make sure you get down early to reserve your seat, each one. So that's what I'm doing this week.
Okay. Quite a lot, then.
Yeah, quite a lot. I think we ought to hear from... Do us kind of a now for something completely different. What do you reckon?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Boot Scraper. From the split CD with Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, we played another one of the Revenge of the Psychotronic Man tracks last week. This is an absolutely bonkers tune that is a little bit like a song. What's that song from the Doors? It goes, "Show me the way to the next whiskey bar." Alabama song. Okay. It's a bit like Alabama song if it was done by the Pogues when somebody was taking drugs at the same time and they were in charge of producing the record, and it's all over the place and it's mental.
Right.
Have I described it well enough, do you think?
Possibly.
There's only one way to find out. This is Captain Gin versus the Victory Gin. You're listening to Desaro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I don't really get that song, Captain Gin versus the Victory Gin. Don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it, Tony. I really like it. I just don't get it. It's all over the place. A brilliant, wonderful mess of a song. There's a quote for him from Paulie B at Punky Radio. A brilliant, wonderful mess of a song. There you go. What's their website?
Bootscraper.com.
Nah, bootscraper.co.uk. Tony 5, probably the internet 3. I still don't think I'm going to catch up, but it's a valiant comeback. Speaking of Desaro's and the fact that Reverend Beatman, who is in the band Desaro's, also in the Monsters, and the Monsters played at the Psychobilly meeting last year in Spain, I'm going this year to the Psychobilly meeting in Spain. We booked the hotel. I'm going to be sharing it with my mate Steve again, because I like going on a holiday with men, obviously. And the wonder of the exchange rate between the euro and the pound is that the ticket has stayed a consistent 90 euros all the way through. The ticket for the weekend festival is always 90 euros. At the moment, that's about 70, 75 quid. So it's actually cheaper for me to go there to see it now than when I first went 7 years ago.
You've got to love the exchange rate.
I'm loving it. I want Greece to stay in the euro for as long as possible. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant. Explain all and explain well.
Yes, so every week I like to do a feature called Is a Twat, where we out the twat as per your nomination. We have struggled this past few weeks to get one, but thankfully I've been saved by Sussex Saint this week. But if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. All I need is the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. We'll be the judge of it, but do email me. All twats seed with thanks. Email me now.
This has traditionally been our favourite feature.
It has.
But it has been a little sporadic in the last year, so we would like you to get your twats to us.
Because we are fairly sure that the twats of the world are still there. We don't think there was
more every twatty. No, there's more every day. We want to hear about them. Make sure you email tony@punkyradio.com with your twat. Go for it, Tony.
So, hi Tony, as a regular listener, I can't help notice you are suffering a significant twat drought of late, so here's one to hopefully get you started again.
Who's this from, sorry?
This is from Sussex Saint.
Hello Sussex Saint, how you doing?
I wish to nominate the individual who controls the motorway overhead signs on the section of the M27 between Portsmouth and Southampton.
This is specific enough for me to already love it, by the way.
It's very specific. Each morning I rely on these signs to let me know what delays are there are on that stretch of the M27. It's normally an 18-minute journey, so anything greater than that, and I know there are delays. If a big delay is showing, I can make a decision and find an alternative route. But I just don't believe what they say anymore. The time shown here often bears no resemblance to the actual delay, or in fact, if there is a delay at all. Who are these people and where do they get the information from? So for telling blatant untruths on the motorway gantry signs, the unnamed individual or individuals from Portsmouth are twats. Hope that fits the bill. So it's exciting.
It does fit the bill. And these are supposed to be, these are smart motorways, aren't they? That's what they're called now. They're smart motorways. And nothing smart about them at all. The only smart thing about them is that they find new ways to fine us for speeding. And I don't find that very smart.
No, not really.
So I'm completely with Sussex Saint. We can see. I'm not even sure if it's a bloke or it's automated based on the photographing of traffic, because we are the most photographed people in the world. Of course, the British, we are photographed more every day than anyone else on the planet, largely by an interference in our human rights as we walk down the streets and also in the cars. You might think this is an invasion of privacy, and I'm getting a bit anarcho right on about it. I actually think it's just because we're the best looking, and everyone starts liking to take pictures of us.
We are, just as a nation, quite beautiful.
Beautiful. We're beautiful. Beautiful people.
Mm.
The British. The beautiful British. An island nation of inbreeding. Absolutely wonderful. All of us gorgeous. So when you don't go for it, you sexy beast.
Thank you very much. So, for the time showing on the gantry signs bearing no resemblance to the actual delay, the individuals who run those signs from Portsmouth
is a twat. Although probably a very good looking one, Tony.
Probably. Well, more than likely, let's just face it.
We are pretty. We're so pretty. Oh, so pretty. It's time for some punk at the end of the show and not before time, Tony. This is from, where have I put this now? This is from UK Subs' latest album, Yellow Leader. Now, working on the basis they've done their albums in alphabetical order, each one that's come out making this album number 25, because it's yellow, P-W-X-Y, yeah, means they've only got a Z left. They have to think of something else. So they're either playing on one more album before Charlie Harper hits his 106th birthday, or they're going to think of someone else, mate. Anyway, right. Point is, UK Subs have got a new album out. And we're playing another track of it. How cool is that?
That's ace.
It is ace indeed. What is UK Subs' website?
UKSubs.net.
UKSubs.co.uk. Paulie B and the Internet 4, Tony 5. It's ended up a narrow victory for you this week, but a victory nonetheless. This is UK Subs. This is Heathens. We'll be right back.
out by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about it for this week. That was UK Subs and Heathens. Obviously, we'll be playing another track from their new album in future weeks. Don't forget, you can, I'm going to say this myself, Tony. Don't forget, you can download the show and indeed previous shows from punkyradio.com. I mean, they go all the way back to 2006, don't they?
They do. Yeah.
They do indeed. So you get the chance to listen to a whole lot of punky if you'd like to. And what's that iTunes thing we're supposed to be doing?
We are on iTunes. Please do review us on there. If you get a moment, go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, do email me your review, Tony at punkyradio.com, so we can feature it on the show.
Absolutely fair enough. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!